Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. You can hear that I'm in the mobile studio today. I'm headed down to Geelong, spending some time down there with a client and friend and their family. And as I'm driving, I'm reflecting on this past week. Very, very hectic with me, filming, coaching, lots of client sessions, a bunch of excuses from people, people under-delivering, over-promising, people letting me down. And it's just a really interesting experience when you are a human, you're a high performance, you're successful, and you watch the way that other people show up. And one thing that I would like to talk about today is something that I heard on a podcast that my coach did with a very, very successful business owner. Sold his business for like $1 billion, made $600 million profit or something. And he talks about non-refundable minutes. So I want to talk about that. What do we mean by non-refundable minutes? Well, think about it. You give your time to something. Like for me today, I'm driving down to Geelong. I'm spending this time. I cannot get this time back. And we can't, there's no time machine, right? So we can't replay and get our time back. We can't put pause on our life. It just keeps going forward. So what that means is when I'm thinking about my time, I'm thinking about it mostly in an investment perspective. Where do you want to put your money? You don't want to put your money in something that's going to just naturally drain your resources. Yes, we need to spend money on food and the essential items that we need to be able to live comfortably and live that lifestyle. But I don't want to waste my money, so I don't drink tea, I don't drink coffee, and people, that might be essential for them. For me, it's like a waste of money, I don't drink it. Drinking soft drinks, eating junk food, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, taking drugs, going on lots of holidays, so I don't go on holidays, going on holidays, what else, going to live shows, going to concerts, doing all that kind of stuff. And you say, well, how do you have fun? Well, I have plenty of fun, thanks very much, just by living the life the way that I live it. But for some people, they're essentials, right? But for me, every now and then, I might do something like going out or whatever, like I'm doing today, I'm driving. But to me, this is an investment of my time, so I'm investing in a relationship. Now, when it comes to where I spend my time, I've worked so hard on myself to ensure that I've built the foundations to allow myself to grow every single day. Every single day without exception. And so that means that I do certain things every single day to ensure I can achieve that. And is that hard? Is that confronting? Does that require me to be so focused every day that somebody looking in can say, well, that's a little bit obsessive? Yes. But does success require sacrifice? Yes. Trust me, study the most successful people on the planet and you listen to their story and what they do on a daily basis and how much sacrifice they have had to put in place to achieve the highest levels of success. And guess what? Not everybody's cut out to do that. Not everybody can do it. Why? Because I think we're generally a little bit weak and achieving success is super, super hard. It's very tough to be able to achieve it. And you can do things one time and that can be hard. But to do it over and over and over and over again is draining. I was talking to somebody yesterday about how business, not complaining about it, I was being empathetic to them, saying how the business of being in business is lonely, it's isolating, it's hard, it's demoralizing, and in many ways, even though you might have people around you, you have to do it alone, hence the loneliness and the isolation. And most people don't have the resilience, the mental toughness to be able to do it. Even though they might like to back themselves, it wears them down so much because perhaps they're not coachable, perhaps they're not prepared to put in the extra work, they don't know the extra work that they need to put in, they don't know what to focus on, and therefore just give up, end up not achieving their full success in business and go back and work for someone else because they just don't know how to do it. And the industry where I spend most of my time, in the health and wellness fitness industry, it's wrought with it. People have a passion in a certain area, but they don't have the skills or the business acumen or business nous to be able to run a proper health and fitness wellness business. They just like the work that they do in it. So it's really, really tough. And so I've spent decades working on myself to make sure that I know what it is that I'm doing. And then part of that journey has been working out who the heck do I want to be spending my time with? And when you're an adult, finding those new people, if you like, to connect to, those people that are better than you, that you want to connect with, is really, really difficult. But when you work hard and surround yourself with the right people, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I was at an event through the week, and there are so many people that I was listening into some conversations, and so many people talk about how great they are. And then there are people in the room that think these other people are so great because the particular person that they're talking to may be confident, may be loud, whatever. But I have the ability to be able to see through all that and say, well, what's the reality? And when you're successful and when you understand successful people, you can kind of see through all the BS and you can ask a bunch of questions and you can see that this person is not authentic. This person is making stuff up. This is not a person that I want in my inner circle. I was talking about that yesterday or the day before. This is not someone that I trust. Again, talking about that in the last few days. This is not somebody that I want to continue to invest my time in because these are non-refundable minutes. And the reality is you can have a room of 100 people. There might be only one or two that are the ones that you want to talk to. But the trouble is you've got to talk to a lot of people to find out who are those one or two that you need to talk to. So for me, on the through the week, there's probably two people that I thought, all right, I'm going to, well, three actually, that I'm going to connect with, and time will tell as to whether these are genuine people that I think I am. I can relate to these people. These are people I want to be around. And remember what I've talked about in yesterday's, I think it was, about building trust, or the day before. It takes time, like maybe 10 years, before you can see whether this is going to be somebody in your inner circle, which will work out pretty quickly. Is this the type of energy that I want to be spending my time with? Now, it might sound egotistical or judgmental or whatever, but I really don't care anymore. I have spent so much energy and time working on myself to be the best version of me. I know what it is that I want in life. I'm working towards achieving that every single day, and I don't want anyone to get in the way of it. I don't want to waste my time because my time is money, my time is precious. I could be doing so many other things with my time than investing it in these non-refundable spots that are just not growing, right? It's the equivalent of just taking your money and continuously putting it on the roulette wheel or on going to the casino, sticking in a slot machine or something, and as we know, the odds are stacked against you, so you're going to keep on losing more than you're winning. And it's exactly like time.
Speed limit, camera ahead.
Oh, thank you. And where you put that time. It's really important, really important. So again, like I talked about yesterday about building trust, you really have to determine where you are going to invest your time. And just think about it as being, it's non-refundable time. You know, and are there times, when I might be, I had a huge week this week. I'm not going to get home in time to do it probably, but probably tomorrow I'll have a nice long hot bath, maybe watch a movie or whatever. I will try and chill out, so to speak, because it's been such an intense week. And I think I'm still riding on an adrenaline rush. I mean, I don't normally drive 4 hours in a day to visit someone, but this is super important. I can't tell you why, it's private and personal, but it's just something that must be done. Now, would everybody do it? No. There's probably only 1% of people that would do what I'm doing right now, given the week that I've had. But it's important. And the more you push, the more you challenge yourself, the more you know about where it is important to show up for people and invest your time, you will do these things. First time it might be hard, but you keep pushing. And so doing this for me was just like, okay, it's just a natural reflex. I've got another client that I'm visiting through the week who's been unwell, and I'm just waiting for him to confirm. But I've found a day next week where I'm going to drive out of my way, spend a few hours with this person, because they're part of my fitness family, and it's important for me to help maybe cheer them up a little bit, you know, help bring some joy or something to their life. That's what's important to me. And so, yeah, that's just what we have to do. So I want you to have to think about it. Think about where you're spending your time. And don't waste it. Think about your life differently. Oh, I was talking about the relaxation stuff. To me, that is investing in my recovery. Right, so every single thing that I do, just like where I'm putting my money, I'm thinking, is this building me or is this taking away from me? So like taking this time out to have a bath, that's to recharge me, fill up my bucket again so that I can be great again for the next day. Where I'm spending my time, let's say Netflix, for instance. Yes, I might have Netflix on. I very rarely sit there and just watch something from start to finish, because I will do something else while playing in the background, i.e. setting up my week for success, reviewing the week that was, confirming with clients, you know, sending text messages, that kind of stuff, update, doing some marketing on social media, you know, sharing posts, liking posts, adding value to other people. I can't just sit there and do nothing and just watch a movie. So again, it's like, what am I doing with my time? Is this helping me grow into something better, or is it just taking away from me? Because that really sucks if you're doing that. And then when you do have that mindset, you just find that you're always growing. You're always moving forward. And you're not wasting time. So many people just don't know what they're doing with their time, don't know what they're aiming for, aren't growing every single moment of the day. We need to change. We just need to change. We'll get far better outcomes. And it's taken me years to get this right. And I still look at improving every single day. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. Opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. See you tomorrow.